You're listening to SBS News.
A man who lives in Sydney's eastern suburbs has been diagnosed with COVID-19. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the man is in his 50s and has not recently travelled overseas and does not work in a hotel quarantine, border or a health role. He was tested on Tuesday and the positive result was recorded on Wednesday. Genome sequencing is underway with results expected in the next 24 hours. His close contacts are being urgently contacted, tested and isolated, and the man also visited a number of venues while potentially infectious. Chief Health Officer Dr. Carey Chance says there are a number of exposure sites, including the event cinema at Westfield's Bondi Junction last Friday.
He attended a film, The Courier, on Friday the 30th of April from about 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. But we're urging anyone who was in that cinema complex to please get tested, because there may have been, at the moment we're obviously re-interviewing him, but clearly it's difficult in those settings to understand who you might have passed by or had contact with.
The Department of Health has issued alerts for other exposure sites between the dates of April the 30th and May the 2nd. They include Figo Restaurant in Rushcutters Bay, Joe's Barbecues and Heating in Silverwater, Tucker Barbecues in Silverwater, Barbecues Galore in Annandale and in Casula, BP 1077 in Mascot and the Meat Store in Bondi Junction. People who visit those sites are urged to check for specific times with the Department of Health. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the case acts as a warning to people not to be complacent.
So the strong message is QR codes work. We need them to keep us safe. And this is a good wake-up call. We can never be complacent. I mean, I still try and do the elbow tap, but I've noticed around New South Wales, people are shaking hands and kissing in public. We just need to be aware that the virus is still around. Whilst we're in a pandemic, we still have to maintain that level of caution, and I just hope that everybody takes this as a wake-up call to make sure that all of us adjust our behaviour. It's really easy to let down your guard, especially in a social setting, so it's really important for us not to let down our guard. Make sure we do QR codes.
And more coronavirus vaccine doses are to be made available to general practices in a bid to speed up the behind schedule rollout. Clinics with lower volumes will have their supplies tripled from 50 to 150 doses a week. GPs with medium and high capacities will now have access to between 400 and 800 doses a week, up from 100 to 400. Former Australian Medical Association President Tony Bartone says the extra doses are crucial to the rollout.
Those doses that the Minister has just announced, the extra doses, will ensure that we continue to even avail more and more of our patients for this very, very safe and very, very important vaccine, which is very important as we continue to see what is happening in many places around the world. Vaccination is another important line of defence. We've done all the hard yards in this country, everything from social distancing, mask wearing, hand washing, cough etiquette. Vaccine is that next important phase.
Australia has administered more than 2.4 million doses of coronavirus vaccines since the rollout began in late February. But the federal government has faced criticism over the speed of the rollout after abandoning previous targets, including to issue 4 million doses by the end of March. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the vaccination rate in the past 24 hours shows the program was accelerating.
Well, I think what you're seeing is that acceleration right now, with 79,000 vaccinations in the last 24 hours. With regards to going forwards, it's precisely because we will go from, remember, these are first dose distributions and we have to provision for second doses, and somehow that is sometimes lost, so it's an important thing to emphasise that we'll go from 330,000 AstraZeneca doses being delivered this week to 450,000 next week, to over 600,000 made available in the following week.
And pharmaceutical manufacturer CSL is expected to soon be able to make four batches of AstraZeneca a week, taking the doses provided to the government past 1 million every 7 days. And Cricket Australia says it's working to repatriate Australian cricket players and staff stuck in India to a third country after Australia announced a temporary ban on flights from the country due to a high number of COVID-19 cases and deaths in the country. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, you can visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.